A plane carrying the remains of 109 Chinese soldiers who were killed in the Korean War has landed at an airport in Shenyang. A burial ceremony will be held on Friday. It's the 8th repatriation from South Korea since 2014, when the country agreed with China to return the remains of fallen Chinese soldiers, according to international law and humanitarian spirit. Chinese President Xi Jinping will attend the opening ceremony of the 6th Eastern Economic Forum on Friday at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Xi will deliver a speech via video link. China's foreign minister says cooperation between China and the United States is the only correct choice to fight global climate change. Wang Yi had a video meeting with visiting U.S. climate envoy John Kerry and called on Washington to take substantial steps to improve the China-U.S. relationship. Kerry says the United States is willing to work with China to set an example for meeting the Paris Agreement goals. A spokesperson from China's foreign ministry says China and the United States can fight climate change together despite their differences. Wang Wenbin also says John Kerry will meet with Chinese climate representative Xie Jianhua during his visit, which will last until Friday. The Chinese mission to the European Union's expressed firm opposition to the so-called EU-Taiwan Political Relations and Cooperation Report. A spokesperson for the mission says the report, adopted by the European Parliament's Committee on Foreign Affairs, constitutes a serious violation of the One China Principle. The spokesperson urged members of the European Parliament to correct their actions and play a positive role in upholding the political foundation of China-EU relations. The Taliban is expected to name a supreme leader after the group claimed victory against the United States. A senior Taliban leader is calling for a peaceful solution of the standoff in Panjshir. Mullah Amir Khan Muttaqi posted on the Taliban's Twitter account that the Islamic Emirate has declared general amnesty and there's no reason to fight. The leader says that in spite of deploying troops around Panjshir, the Taliban will continue to engage in dialogue. Panjshir is the only province in Afghanistan which has remained out of the Taliban's control. The leader of the anti-Taliban resistance has reportedly said that he's going to find solutions for the standoff.